The County Commission meeting for June 14th. Please join us for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Again, good morning. 9:30, Dave? Some plats for us to...
Don, in your lap drawer, there's a felt tip pen.
Okay.
The first item for approval is a dedication plat. This is for the relocated Kyle Station Road at State Route 4.
Is there a motion?
Moved to approve.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolovec?
Yes.
The second item for approval is the Estates of Hawthorne Hill Subdivision, Section 2, Block A. This is for 19 lots in Liberty Township.
Moved to approve. Your motion approved.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
Commissioner Jolovec?
Yes.
Got a retraining.
Little remedial. Just catch back up.
All right. I have two replats here. The first one is for Cedarbrook, Section 6. They are getting a private drive onto Yankee Road in Liberty Township. It was approved by the Planning Commission the other day and recommending approval today. Commissioners.
Move for approval.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
And Commissioner Jolovec?
Yes.
The second replat?
Well, it was sad to see Seth, wasn't it?
Was it?
Seth. Boy, he's really, he's going down fast.
Yeah, he's
he must have lost 50 pounds.
Yeah, not well.
No, Seth Johnston.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
So one thing after the other.
Yep. Go ahead.
Yeah, second replat I had is for Post-Town Heights. Part 2, Baby Farms. There's a combination of lots, and they're splitting it back out in two lots. Approved by the Planning Commission.
Move for approval.
Oh, sorry. Well, I...
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
And Commissioner Jolovec?
Thank you.
Thank you. Next we have Paul Stanberry, who's going to give us a brief presentation.
You have paperwork there from
yep.
Yeah.
Welcome, Paul.
Good morning. Thank you. Thank you for having me. Just we'll take a few moments of your time and tell you about a very exciting event that the Hamilton Fairfield Symphony has initiated in reaching toward the east at Voice of America Park. And I have with me today Pete Mangle and Ed Dwyer, who are both members, actually the initial members of our committee, which began planning this back at a luncheon which happened at the Hamiltonian Hotel. So that tells you how many months ago we were able to get together and plan. But the event is a great concert we have planned at Voice of America Park, and that'll be on July the 15th at 7:30 p.m. There are, by the way, some conflicting time start times for that, and the reason for the change in time to 7:30 is because of the generosity of someone who will remain nameless, Pete. We will have fireworks, and so we decided to start the concert just a bit later in the evening. In the packet there, I have included a little printout from the park itself. And if you find a picture of the fishing lodge, which is there, the concert will take place just to the left as you're looking at it from the parking lot. There's a large flat area with some large trees at the back of it that will hold, we think, 3,000 to 4,000 people seated on blankets and lawn chairs and so on and so forth. But we have a very exciting committee that has been meeting for 3 or 4 months now, made up of folks from Westchester Township and Liberty Township, Hamilton and Fairfield, and all points in between. We have about 20 folks on that committee, and the cost of this concert is right around $30,000, including the orchestra and the stage and guest artists and so on, which I'll talk about just in a moment here. I'm happy to report that we've been able to get that seed money together and more. We've raised about $33,000 to put that on. So part of what I'm doing today is just a bit of a consciousness awareness raising effort for you to help us spread the word about this event. It is going to be free and open to the public, and the park that day will be open to the public as well. So it's a wonderful, wonderful venue that if I can plant a bit of a seed in your minds, could certainly stand for some development in the future so these kinds of events can happen more easily. The cost of the stage, for example, to rent it for that one event is just under $8,000. So you can see that certainly would be something that I'd be happy to help you in the planning stages if that ever did come about. But I just thought I'd plant that seed and throw that out for you. We're happy to also announce that the Cincinnati Enquirer is partnering with us to help get the word out. They're our printed media sponsor. And so they'll be doing all kinds of coverage pre- and post-concert for us. And we also have a broadcast media sponsor in Warm 98. And Dean Muccio, who is a personality on Warm 98, will act as MC at the concert. And our guest artist is a young man by the name of Jeff Berger, who has been soloing with Eric Kunzel and the Cincinnati Pops recently. But Eric takes him around the country and solos with them. Many, many different orchestras. Eric conducts about 5 or 6 orchestras around the country. People don't really know that. It's not just in Cincinnati, but he does the same show in several different cities. Anyway, Jeff is a Lakota East grad?
West.
West? Was it West? East or West? We know it's not North. But anyway, Jeff is a wonderful, wonderful singer. 20 years old, he's a student at Nebraska Wesleyan University, which has a very distinguished musical arts and theater complex there and program, and so he's a student there. He's going to be our guest artist, and he's sort of a Harry Connick Jr., Frank Sinatra-style singer, so we're excited to have him. In addition to that, we also made an effort and reached out to the Westchester Symphony, which is a voluntary organization, as you may know, that plays in several of the parks in the county, and so they will be joining us for the very big finale, which is the 1812 Overture and the Stars and Stripes Forever, which leads into the wonderful fireworks display. So I just wanted to present that to you today and invite you certainly to come and help us spread the word for the event.
Mr. President? You were mentioning the cost of the stage. Do they have an area there where they could build an amphitheater or anything like that?
That needs to be looked at. I think there's the spot of the park where we're going to put the concert is certainly nice and flat. And the reason we had to locate it there is because of power. You know, you'll need electricity, and certainly toilet and restroom facilities and so on are nearby in the lodge as well for the crowd that'll be there. But I think that flat spot there certainly could be usable. There also is that very large hill which backs up to Cox Road. But again, that's too far away for power for us. You lose power ability if you go too far away from the electricians tell me this, you go too far away from the source. And so we were kind of constrained that way. But there are a number of places there could be very, very nice.
It's a tremendous facility, and it's good to see it utilized. So.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great thought.
Great facility. But anyway, that's the event, and we certainly hope that you put that on your calendar and take part in it that day.
We even put it on our website, so it's on there for people who go to check
Terrific.
Out events.
Oh, that's right. Terrific. Good.
Have
you tried
with the different cable, local cable orient local stations to?
I think there is an effort to make, Ed?
They're going to be there televising, correct?
Well, I just meant to promote it.
Oh.
You know, at least in Hamilton, they have, you know,
flash
a flash on the screen.
Right.
What upcoming events that, you know.
We have a pretty good PR segment of our little group that has been planning this, so I'm sure they're all over that topic. But we'll double check that.
And thought of having transportation from Middletown or Hamilton or Fairfield, like a bus for people who don't have cars?
We looked at possibly parking nearby in some of the shopping areas and shuttling in. But the folks that deal with that issue all day long at the park feel they have the parking at least adequate at the park itself to put enough cars in for 3,000 to 5,000 people. I don't think we've really looked into shuttling from the towns, but
whether RTA would.
Was Tony working on that for a while here?
Yeah, Tony Traub.
Tony Traub was working on some kind of a, at least to the poor.
That was going to be the farmer's market on
Bridgewater Falls, that kind of thing. So
right.
I don't know if
he may want to do something just to promote.
Okay.
RTA.
That'd be worth checking into for us.
Well, we wish you the best.
Okay, thank you very much.
Got a couple of movers and shakers and get it done there. So.
Well, I tell you, this committee, if you guys want something done, grab our committee because we never hear the word no. It's an amazing, amazing group of folks. So they'll be on the stage that day getting lots of applause, so we'll thank them then. Great. Gentlemen, do you want to add anything?
Well, just to mention the partnership with Butler Metro Parks, which obviously Pete and I are involved with, and to thank the commissioners. Well, that's why the lodge is there, which breeds the opportunity now to do such an event. The newly created Butler Convention and Visitors Bureau, Mark Hecke, I think that group is very excited about the notion that this could ultimately being an annual event, mm-hmm. this being the inaugural, could really become something of a real regional approach. Great opportunity for the Symphony Orchestra to have a spotlight on it. And that people might now become to understand really what kind of a treasure that here is here in the community. So this the opportunities and leverage of this event could really be substantial. So it's exciting.
I think
you mentioned that the stage cost $8,000 to rent. Mm-hmm. What would it, and you would like to purchase one down the road? I take it.
Build one in.
Or build one.
Well, I think that is something that seriously could be looked at to put one in there. You could have certainly more than just symphony events there.
What would be the cost of that?
No idea.
Something with a lot of zeros.
Yeah, probably so. Yeah, okay. Yeah. Just move that decimal point over a little bit. But
that may be something that Metro Parks could certainly go out to seek some information about that, get some numbers together.
Yeah, there is history in the area. Blue Ash, certainly. I was in on the ground. I started the Blue Ash Symphony back in '86, '87. We did our first concert very similarly to this. Where we just rented a tent, or the city rented a tent for us, and no stage, just a tent, and that was kind of rough on the grass and so on. But then the following year, we had a permanent structure there, and they have, my goodness, all summer long, Thursday nights especially, but things all during the weekend that host groups from out of town, local groups, and so on, and it's become a real magnet. And Fairfield has the same experience with the Village Green facility. So, something even larger than that, since it would be countywide, would certainly be, you could rival Riverbend. And I think an indication of how popular this idea is the fact that the Enquirer is going to cover this big time for us. I can't tell you how many conversations we've had, the Symphony, with the Enquirer, trying to get him to come up I-75 and see what's going on, to no avail. So this is a major, major step for the performing arts community in Butler County.
Well, thank you very much, Paul.
All right. Thank you, John.
Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you. Go into the communications.
Sure. Approve minutes from the June 11th meeting, approve travel and training, approve transfer appropriations, care facility transfers and appropriations, reimbursement for travel expense, approve lease for CSEA. Leave of absence for CSEA Executive Director, also CSEA Deputy Director to Executive Director, CSEA Attorney to Chief Legal Counsel, reassign CSEA Chief Legal Counsel to Deputy Director. That's all because of that Cindy's leave of absence. We're moving people up. Approve leave of absence for CSEA Investigative Assistant. Under Development, approve refund of building permit. Under Job and Family Services, approve amendment to contract with Butler County Mental Health Board, approve payroll, approve contract with Middletown Regional Hospital for disability determination, another agreement for assessment and screening with Middletown Hospital. 14 CSB personnel actions, environmental services, approve extension of public sanitary sewer services to Liberty Falls. Approve change order for Liberty Fairfield Water Pump Station replacement.
approve and authorize board president to sign easement agreement under engineer, receive and refer bids for bulk treatment, sodium chloride. And, you know, it's always a little sad to think about snow at this time of year. Approve encroachment agreement for Rentschler Estates. Advertise for bids for widening of Gilmore Road. Cancel maintenance bonds for Foxborough Phase 2 and Arrowhead Estates. Stormwater management for 16.7088 acres in Fairfield Township. Approve agreement with Miami University for dry weather screening. Approve agreement with Fuller, Mossberger, Scott, and May Engineering for Phase 1 assessment. Approve encroachment agreement with Michael and Angela Downs. Approve contracts for Office Depot for countywide office supplies and Cincinnati Bell for countywide telephone system. Approve reimbursement to Butcher Shop for deli for lunch for EMA exercise and Sims Tavern for EMA exercise. And set an approved bond amount for county treasurer under care facility of 3 personnel actions.
Move for approval.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
And Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes. Any commissioners have anything?
Nothing.
Anyone in the audience?
Good morning, commissioners.
Morning.
Morning.
My name's Robert Krieger. Mr. Dixon, the other commissioners recognize me. I live at 1907 Crucker Road, Hanover Township. In February, I had a stroke while driving. I had to use my cell phone to call, and the response was phenomenal, but we had one big major life and death glitch. And since then, I've been questioning why the glitch happened, and that was why we don't have cell phone 911 identification and location in the county. Last week, I sent 4 questions to Derek Condlin, email, and he put me in contact with Mr. Turner of the EMA. And the answers I got there were back rapidly and I believe factually. However, some of it is disturbing to me. Would you, as consumers, pay $720 a month for services, continuing for services, and when you need them, not have them, and they tell you they'll be available by the end of the year? Well, as a cell phone user, we all pay a portion of this, and we're paying, on average, and these numbers I get from Bill Turner, $72,000 a month for the 911 cell phone locators. I ask, what is the timeline to get it up and running? Well, the timeline is that all centers are ready to put it in if we get the mapping. He initially contacted me saying the sheriff's office was not ready. He contacted me this morning and said they are ready now, as that's just transpired recently. But the delay is in the mapping product. Initially, it was expected in last November. Now, timeline is in 2007. The mapping project is under the auspices of our county auditor's office. I'm here today saying I'm asking for your intervention, your support, your action, to see why, to ask the questions why the personnel in the auditor's office have not gotten this mapping system complete. What will it take to get it complete in the next 6 weeks? Can we assign the persons full time to do it? What resources do we need to get that department to get it done, to get this mapping product out? And I'm figuring 6 weeks And if they tell you, well, it needs this, make them be definitive, make them understand, and then get them what they need to get it done. This is not just a frivolous item on that. It's a life and death issue. The priority is important. I found out the hard way. Fortunately, I'm recovering greatly. But do we want a fiasco of somebody dying because they could not understand where they were at, dialing 911, and that the dispatchers could not locate them to send to help after paying all this money, $72,000 a month, better than $750,000 since last month, like that. I believe the funds are being generated for this. I think the priority needs to be pushed on there. I am here today to hope the proper pressure can be put on the folks, the employees, the departments, the elected official and officials to get this thing done. There's
Derek, you like to respond?
Yeah, I'd like to respond if it's okay, Bob. And Bill, if you want to step in, first off, I want to defend the auditor's office because I've been working with the auditor's office on this project for some time. And with, like, new technology, what we used to live with is suddenly not acceptable anymore because technology allows us to do things faster and respond faster. And you look back, you think, how do we ever get by without this? But what my point is, the answer is cost. There is about a $280,000 gap in the funding for the LBRC, as it's known, the mapping system. We're trying to figure out how to plug that finance because it's over. That's separate from this monthly fee that's being paid. So I've been working with the auditor's office and trying to figure out a way to finance that gap in that funding to get that mapping system. It'll tie in with the new emergency radio system. So we hope that there's some shared funding we might be able to do as part of the new 800 megahertz emergency radio system. So it's one of those things, Bob, that we hope to have an answer here on the funding stream in the next couple of weeks so that we can say yay or nay on getting it finished.
I understand what you're saying, but from having to use the system, mm-hmm. we need – if we do not have the funds already identified, we need to work on it. We need to do it. We need to get it. We need to fund it. It is life and death. It is. We are semi-rural in a lot of areas. I was fortunate that somebody pulled up in a timely fashion that could identify where I was at. I could have been in a location a mile from where it was and pulled over and maybe not seen somebody for 15 minutes. And that's a realistic outlook in some of those side roads up there.
Yes, thank God for cell phones, but we need to take it to the next step with regards
absolutely.
To
the technology's there.
No one would have had a cell phone.
I would have had to fight for a house.
Right.
And I agree. I understand that. I understand that I've been blessed in a lot of ways. But what I'm saying is we need not let the priority be under-prioritized in our approach by anyone involved in here. And we need to get the priority up to job one and get it done. And I'm saying I'd like to see it implemented in online in 6 weeks. My expectation.
Well, okay.
And I understand that's only one person in like that, and as I've stated before, the commissioners being elected to represent me don't know what I want unless I'm up here voicing it, and that's what I'm doing today.
Well, I will have a report back to you shortly.
Thank you.
Thanks, Bob. Anyone else have anything for the commission? Anybody in the press?
Move to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Dixon?
Yes.
Commissioner Furman?
Yes.
And Commissioner Jolivet?
Yes. Thank you.